While they're passing those out, turn to Genesis chapter 12. Fill in the blanks on that as we study through Genesis chapter 12 and chapter 13 this morning. All you teenagers got something to write with today? How many of you teenagers got something to write with? Good, good, good. Now, I want you to write down what I give you to write down now. Don't start till I start. Fill in the blanks. Here's what we'll do today. If everybody gets everything filled in right, we'll put a star on your forehead after Sunday school, okay? Genesis chapter 12. I'm only kidding. I can't give you a star. I don't have any. So don't you expect one after Sunday school. Genesis chapter 12. Maybe you'll get a star up there, though. Amen? Getting all filled in for being here this morning. All right, everybody have a study sheet. Look in Genesis chapter 12. Begin reading with verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I'll make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And let's have a word of prayer. Do you have any? Genesis chapter 12, we begin the second section of the book of Genesis. The first section of the book of Genesis was the four major events. And we've finished studying those. Now we're going to begin the study of the four major men. The first of those four major men in the last part of the book of Genesis is Abraham. And so for the next few studies, we'll study the life of Abraham. Abraham lived a life of faith, and we're going to study some things then about faith and this man of faith, Abraham. Let's begin with chapter 12, we'll call the path of faith. Now, in this path of faith, we have two parts of Abraham. We begin with Abraham believing, and then we see in the latter part of the chapter, Abraham backsliding. Let's begin with the first part then, Abraham believing. Number one, under Abraham believing, is finding the path of faith. There's two things I want you to notice in these first, actually should be the first five verses here. It says, the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country. Abram was the name Abraham had before God changed to Abraham. Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Now notice this. Abraham received word from God. Abraham heard God. What does a person receive when they hear the Word of God? Receive faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Before you'll ever have faith, you must get a message from God. You've got to have heard God before you'll ever live by faith. So prerequisite to having faith and living by faith is hearing God or getting a message from God. Abraham got a message from God. By the way, every one of us ought to get a message from God. Every one of us ought to have God speak to us and hear God, hear His Word, and every one of us ought to get a message from Him. What's the last message you got from God? What's the last message? What's the last thing God told you to do? Last message you got from Him. Abraham's message from God was, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. The first thing I want you to notice then under finding the path of faith is the statement of faith in verses 1 through 3. Begins with a message from God. God comes to Abraham and says, Abraham, here's what I want you to do. I want you to leave your country, leave your land, leave your family, and I want you to go to a place that I'm going to show you. Now I'll guide you, I'll lead you, I'll show you where I want you to be. But I'm giving you a message now. Leave your family, leave your home, leave your land, and go to a place that I'm going to show you. Abraham had not seen what God had in store for him yet. By the way, that's living by faith right there. Faith is not saying, God's saying, here's what I've got for you, and then you step out. God says, I'll show it to you when you get there. You step out now. Many of us say, God, you show me what you've got down the road, and I'll step out by faith. God says, that's not faith. God says, you step out now, and I'll show you when you get there. You take a step now, and I'll show you when you get there. And that's living by faith, going by God's Word, not by what we see. Many times we want to have everything concrete, don't we? We have it all laid out, Say, God, you show me now and I'll serve you. God says, you serve me and I'll show you. Well, you lay it out for me, God, now and I'll follow you. God says, you follow me and I'll show you. We've got to step out. The Christian life is a life of faith. I believe with all my heart that Christians today haven't touched the brink of what it means to live by faith. I'm convinced that we don't live by faith, Bible faith, like we ought to. And Abraham is a man, we see him finding the path of faith. How does he find that? For the statement of faith from God, got God's word. Now look what God promised him. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, that's quite a blessing, isn't it? Let me ask you this. Do you think Abraham would have ever got those blessings if Abraham would not have stepped out by faith? Yes or no? No, of course not. All that was on the condition of him walking by faith. All those blessings were a condition of him stepping out by faith. God says, now here's what I've got for you, and I'll show it to you when you get there, but you've got to step out by faith. Abraham did not get all those blessings in Haran. He didn't get them until he stepped out by faith. The first thing is a statement of faith. That's God's word to him. The second thing is the step of faith. When you've heard God's word, go ahead and take that step. When God's given a message to you, just step out by faith. Look in verse 4. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. He took that step of faith. He had no idea what he was in store for. He didn't know it was going to be there when he got there. God said, I'll show it to you when you get there. I'll show you a land that I'm going to give to you. You just step out by faith. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. By the way, it's never too late to step out by faith. So I'm too old. Abraham was 75 years old. I don't think anybody here is 75. Step out by faith. Go ahead. You live by faith, whatever age you're at. So Abraham took Sarah's wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. They went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. So Abraham, first of all, the statement of faith, God's word to him. And Abraham, secondly, the step of faith. Abraham stepped out by faith. Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. The second thing, then, is following the path of faith, beginning in verse 6. And Abram passed through the land into the place of Sichem, under the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain of the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. So Abraham stepped out by faith and went where God told him to go. God led him. He followed God, and God took him to the land of Canaan. That was a land that God had promised to Abraham. Canaan land. So Abraham then traveled to Canaan. There's two places it mentions where he stops. Verse 6, it says he stops at Sichem, and notice what he does there. It says, in Sichem unto the plain of Moreh, and Abram, verse 7, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. He said, I'll show you the land in verse 1. In verse 7, he says, I'll give you this land. He said, you step out by faith, I'll show it to you. When you get there, I'll give it to you. I'll give you this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. When he got to Sichem, he built an altar unto the Lord. Then verse 8, it says, and he removed from thence unto a mountain in the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, and in Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. There's two things that Abraham did, basically, every place he went. When he got to Sichem, he pitched his tent and built an altar unto the Lord. When he got to Bethel, he pitched his tent and built an altar unto the Lord. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 4, it says, unto the place of the altar he made there at first, and Abram called on the name of the Lord. Verse 3, it says, where his tent had been at the beginning. Where he pitched his tent, he built an altar. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 18, it says, then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. You follow the life of Abraham. And Abraham went to a place, he pitched his tent,